Once or twice a month, usually on a Saturday, my son Noah and I take a trip on Los Angeles' subway, the Metro Red Line. In most cities, there'd be nothing noteworthy about that. But then, L.A. isn't like most cities.
Commentator David Ulan.
This is a subway many riders have to drive to. Unless you live or work along its route, a 17.4-mile stretch between Universal City and downtown, it doesn't have much practical use. For Noah and me, though, that just makes the experience more fulfilling, since only on a train to nowhere can you really sit back and enjoy the ride. In some ways, actually, the LA subway is like a theme park ride, accessible to everyone, where for $3 you get an all-day pass, the public transportation equivalent of one of those old Disneyland e-tickets. Many stations have an unexpected cultural component. At Pershing Square, for instance, the platform is overhung with glaring neon light sculptures, while Lancashire Boulevard features a public art installation that tells the story of Campo de Cahuenga, where a century and a half ago, the treaty was signed to end the Mexican-American War. Of course, what's most compelling about Campo de Cahuenga is that it provides a window on our collective history, something Californians have often ignored. By the same token, the subway allows a glimpse of what the Los Angeles collective has become. Down here, Noah and I ride with a representative array of Angelenos, young and old, black, white, Asian, Latino, people. We see the sheer human complexity of L.A., which can be all too elusive from a car. I wonder whether this subway will bring us Angelenos together in a way the freeways have not. For now, though, it's enough simply to ride it, which I can't imagine saying about any other subway in the world.
David L. Ulan lives in Los Angeles, and he's the author of an upcoming book called The Myth of Solid Ground: Earthquakes, Prediction, and the Fault Line Between Reason and Faith.